Kalikalikimaka is a thing to say on a bright.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, and we're talking everything Christmas. This is our Christmas show. Had a couple of our board of directors, T. Gidd and Big Paulie, on. Always great to talk to them. Little shout out to Heaven for our other board of director member who we normally have on the show at this time, and that is our friend
Rob Russell.
Rob Russell, thank you.
I'd like to make a little correction with Bing Crosby there. He says it wrong. It's Mile Kalikimaka.
Okay. It's all you. You lived in Hawaii for 4 years. You should know.
Well, there's Hollywood people. Anyway, welcome back. Thanks for joining us. It is now time for some Christmas presents, Jop.
Yep.
And I found some dandies, and I ordered some of these online. So if you go to the grill,
don't tell me what I'm getting for Christmas ahead of time.
No, I'm not telling you what you're getting. But if you go to the grillingguys.com and look in the right column, you'll see some sponsors over there. One of them happens to be Thermapen, which we talk about almost as much as we talk about Sobey Meats and Old World Olive Company,
mm-hmm.
Standard Kitchens. Anyway, Thermapen, they make the fastest read thermometer in the world, and they're made in America. That's why I like them. So you can get the MK4 now, which is not a Lincoln, for about $82. It's a $100 pen. And so I ordered one of those. That's the ones they just sent us for new demo models. And it's one that lights up, and the screen rotates, so no matter what position you're holding it in, you can read the temperature. That is really cool. It's one of the few things you could improve on the Thermapen. So I went to thegrillingguys.com. I clicked on their link. Boom.
Yep.
They just sent me a confirmation this morning. It's on its way.
Oh.
Baby.
All right, man.
Yeah.
And that is a great grill, because if I could get one thing for the griller. No, a great gift for the griller. Thank you. If I could get one thing for the griller, you need a great digital thermometer.
Well, and I've got somebody that I said that very thing about.
Right.
And this guy's big in the kitchen, too, and that's the beauty of it.
Right.
Use them almost more in the kitchen than on the grill sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Another thing you can do is you can hit your local markets. Of course, we go to Sobey and Garrett's, and if you're up north, you can go to R&J Best Choice Market in Houghton Lake. There's lots of places up north, but you can get some nice barbecue sauces, spices, stuff like that to make up a basket. But here's something I found when we were doing our gig for Alan Bob's. I have that nice Coleman heater that we put on a 20-pound tank.
Right.
You fell in love with it.
Screws right on the top. It's a little
heater. I couldn't find that one anymore.
Eight inches by 8 inches, right?
But, yeah. But I found one just like it that's called a Tex Sport Deluxe. And it's a bulk tank infrared propane heater.
Okay.
It's just like that one I have. But that one, I don't know that Coleman makes it anymore. But the cool thing about this is you're putting it on a big tank, you know, 20-pounder, 30-pounder, instead of the little green ones,
right,
which I hate using.
Which are 1 pound, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, you just end up throwing them away. And then another thing we complain about when we're outside with our pop-up is the wind.
Sure. Well, it's especially heinous
this time of year,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it'll zap the heat from your grill, from your smoker, the cold wind.
It makes you cold.
Yeah. Right,
your ears.
Exactly.
But
it'll mess up your cooking time. So if you can put a little wind shelter around your
I borrowed that one that time.
Right.
We never used it because the weather turned out nice.
Right.
Well, I started looking up those, and I found this instead. You know how your deer blinds have these pop-out panels now that are flex rods, and they're kind of like a star-shaped deal?
Yep.
Well, they've got a big 8x8 or 10x10 one like that for your pop-up.
Okay.
And it, so it's pointed going into the wind.
Okay.
Because otherwise, it might tend to want to flex that canvas
right.
and just take your whole
tent. So it's not necessarily
away.
A tent. It's just two sides?
It's a square panel.
Oh, okay.
You can get one or up to four.
Okay, I see. So you're blocking the wind on one side of your pop-up tent.
Yeah, or two or three or four.
Right, right. How many of them you have? Well, that would be cool. And they're $35.
Yeah.
Right?
Or you can get like four of them for $64.
Really?
So that's the deal. Buy four of them.
So did you order them?
It's called a Quick Set 9294 Screen Hub, and they're on Amazon.
Okay. Very cool.
I just told you what you're getting for Christmas.
Well, there we go. Nothing wrong with that. I'll share. I'll share with you because a lot of the stuff that we do get, we both use. You know, another one that I really enjoy is the man grates. You gave me some grates for my grill, and they're aluminum, and they stick up about a half an inch.
Oh,
of grill grates.
Called grill grate.
Right. Yep. And basically, they come in panels that fit on top of the grill grate that you have.
Yeah, you order the sizes you want.
Right.
They're about 6 inches wide. You get as many of them as it takes to fill the gap.
Yeah, right.
And then they're beautiful.
Right. Well, the beauty of them is it raises your product about a half inch off the grill, and the drippings go through them, and you never get flare-ups.
Right.
So if you're rendering off something that's real fatty, you know, maybe like some ribs or something, and they're starting to flare up and burn, or
right.
or a fatty steak.
I'm
this
thinking
will
of a steak
it.
With a big yeah. bunch of fat on it, like
right.
a T-bone.
Yeah, yeah, because the fat is flavor. You yeah. want it rendered off, but you want that, you know, just a little bit left on there. And
you don't
want to
go outside and say, "Oh my goodness,
yep,
I'm on fire."
The other thing, you can get these anywhere for the griller that's on a budget, and that is a quality set of tongs, right? Not a thong, but tongs. The kind with a little clamshell around the tip that are metal. You can grab onto something and hold it. Don't ever get those ones that got the little D metal on the front end of them. All those are going to do is slip off the food that you've got and cause you to drop something. Get a good set of tongs. You can get them for $6-$8 at any place.
Yeah, and if you know somebody that grills a lot, there's also some cool Amazon's got a lot of stuff. And if you have a Prime membership – you'll know that you'll get it by Christmas, right? They'll tell you when you'll get it. But I'm just thinking maybe like some nice big aprons, big utility-type aprons, so when you're doing a lot of food, you can put something on like a butcher would put on that'll absorb the slop because
– You know, I had a guy just bring me back an apron that I thought I lost.
He stole
I show
from
up
you?
At a cook, and there he is. He's wearing it.
He stole
And he
it
goes,
from
you
it.
Like my apron? And I'm like, I really like that apron. I liked it when somebody gave it to me.
Ah,
but
you should take care of your
It's funny
stuff.
How things come back you to you.
You should take care of
right?
your stuff better is
yeah,
all I'm saying.
Right. And then it came back washed, though. I have to give him credit for that. But anyway, that's because he's a real man, and it's time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man!
A real man abides by man law number 47. No man shall ever own a dog smaller than a house cat.
That's right. Amen Meow. To that. Meow. I am not an ankle biter fan. If people can have them, I'm not going to be down on them, but not for me.
No.
I'm
so
not
if one of your buddies has one of those little lap dogs, follow
Good for him.
Follow us on Facebook. We'll find you some new friends.
Right.
It's /TheGrillinGuys.
So
I'm on Twitter. It's a grilling guy at Twitter. And, of course, you can hit our website. It's thegrillingguys.com. Don't forget to look in the top right corner of the thing. There's a search menu up there. On the top menu, you'll see menus, recipes, all this stuff, and events. You can sign up for the podcast of the show, which is absolutely free. It's worth thousands, and it's free.
Right. Two more gifts, Bob. One of them is for the industrial guy that likes a rotisserie. The other one is for the guy that just wants to have skewers and maybe rotate them on the grill. The rotisserie, you know, get a firm steel rod. The bigger you can get it, the better. And try to stay away from the round ones. If you can get a hexagon one, the clamps hold on those better.
Right.
And basically what you want to do is get the biggest one you can afford. They're about $100 for a good kit. And
at least.
Yeah, and then measure the width of your grill so you get the right one.
And they send you little adapter kits so they'll fit on any grill.
Right.
You might drill a couple holes in your grill, but who cares?
Right.
You'll never get rid of it once you get one.
Right.
Because it's a lost art, rotisserie.
Yes, it is.
And if you follow the Epicoa boys or Rodizio guys, it's that Brazilian barbecue style is wonderful.
Yep, it is. It's great. And if you don't want to go that big, then they've got skewer sets with a little rack on them where you can make skewers of meat. But the rack holds it up off the grill grates about an inch or two, and you can just reach in there and rotate them, turn them a quarter, you know, every 3 or 4 minutes so that you're cooking things even on the same
That's
side.
That's a good idea, actually.
Now, you don't get grill marks, but you do get
– You don't have to.
Right.
Because let's say you're doing chicken breast.
Right. Yep.
They stick.
Yeah. So tip on skewers is cut your meat chunks the same size. Right? Because if you got little ones and big ones, the little ones are going to cook too fast and the big ones are going to get not going to be done when
that's
the little
she
ones
said.
Are. But anyway.
That's what she said.
So coming up next, one of my favorite dishes on the planet is Maureen's prime rib. And Barbecue Bob's going to let you know the secrets. It's on our grills, on our website. But stick with us. We'll be back.